So my name is Alex Donaldson, and I'm here to interview you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
Could you state your name, surname, your date of birth, and where you're from?
Yeah, my name's Scott Illman. My date of birth is 11th of the 7th, 1974, and I'm from London.
So how did you hear about the project?
I got an email, and I couldn't tell you from where, but I got a random email came through. So I thought I'd give it a try.
And what inspired you to take part?
To be honest, when I first emailed, I didn't expect to hear anything back. I then heard back, and I was looking at different ways of marketing my business. At the time, I was doing a lot of web presence marketing, and I thought, what a better way to do something a little bit mad and off the wall when it comes to marketing.
So what exactly are you trying to convey on the pin?
I'm just trying to raise awareness of my two pubs. I've got four pubs, but two of them are the ones I'm working on, two distillers, and I'm just trying to be a little bit mad about the way I do it, hence it sticks in people's minds.
And is this something you've been working in for a while?
In the pub game, yeah, I've been years. Yeah, I've opened nightclubs in the West End, I've run 500 capacity restaurants, 2,000 capacity nightclubs, so it's what I do.
And is there anyone in particular that you're doing this for?
Myself and my business partner, if I'm honest.
Yeah. And what would you say at the moment is the most important thing in your life?
My family, followed very closely by my business.
And will they be supporting you today?
They'll be laughing, no doubt.
And have you got any fears, hopes, expectations?
Fears, I might stumble a bit and start laughing and crack up. Hence I'm wearing sunglasses so nobody can see my eyes. Expectations, just to enjoy it really. Hopes that every person who listens to me on the plinth comes into one of my bars.
And what exactly are you planning on bringing onto the plinth to use?
I'm getting dressed up as an old town crier. I have a speaker with a microphone and a big loud, very loud bell. I'm glad to see you've got a net. Because just in case the clangor of bell falls out.
And is this something you've been thinking about for a while?
It was my first thought when I got the accepted place and somebody said that's a very good idea because you've got a big gob. So it's kind of stuck.
And have you had any previous experience in performing or in public? Or?
I was amateur dramatic theatre person when I was younger. I've done a couple of very embarrassing things on television in my past, which we shall leave nicely in the past, but yeah.
And I think that's, yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, thank
you. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we ask you, before we end this interview, the name of your pub and where the pub is?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sorry, I should have got that in earlier. I've got two distillers. They're called The Distillers. There's one just on the edge of the Farringdon Meat Market. And then there's another one in Hammersmith on the Fulham Palace Road. And that's just down the road from the Apollo. Yeah, www.thedistillerspub.com.
Can you tell us more what this business means to you since you've come all the way to stand on the plinth to
talk
about your pubs?
Yes, this business is, I was working for other people in the nightclub and bar business and I got fed up of earning other people money. So I invested my entire life savings into my businesses. And we have two very nice pubs on either side of London and looking to hopefully get more when the banks start lending some money. But they're my life, really. Much to the distress of my partner, who doesn't get to see me very often.
And how long have you been working in them for?
The first one was opened nearly 3 years ago, and the second one was opened last summer, right at the beginning of the recession.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.